Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. How you doing? It's Kathy Watson. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country in the world. Just imagine, by a click of the button, you could discover what the world has to say. Now get your pen and pad out and know that all of the shows are archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com to listen to the show. And to hear my archive show, it's blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. It's been an exciting week. On Tuesday, we did What's Your Pleasure? On Wednesday, It's Your Life, No Do-Overs. On March 6th, Yes, But. How many times have you said but? The fact is, you set yourself up on limitations to our own good. Yeah, but. Yes, but. Do you want to call in? Let me hear your take on it. Are you one of these that spend all of your life with, if only I should have, I could have? Yes, but. Oh, wait. God didn't want me to have it. My family didn't want me to have it. My children. Hey, who's living your life? What's your passion? Where are you going? There are no do-overs. It's right now that matters. Now, N-O-W, not tomorrow, not yesterday. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. What are you doing with your life? Are you just sitting there dreaming about blowing bubbles in the air that go poof, poof, poof? Come on, call in. 347-637-3789. And let's talk about all the reasons that you're whining, that you're not getting what you want. If you listened to yesterday's show, and I want you to log on all of the shows, especially this past week. And, of course, we did the Oscars, we did the Olympics, but the Paralympics are coming up tomorrow. Hockey players from all over the world, they don't have any legs. And what are you whining about? Yes, but you, oh, Kathy, you really don't know. Oh, come on. If you don't have any critics, you're likely have no success, and that's Malcolm X. We grow in power. How on earth can you or do you know it all? Are you one of these that know it all? Man, I have a plethora of them that come into my life, but I want you to know I don't let them stay there. They're not teachable. They just simply are not teachable, and they love living in their own ignorant world. Well, this is the way it was, and this is the way it's going to be, and they can't be happy now. They can't even feel good now because they've got to be right. Their minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Don't you have friends like that? Don't you have friends that when you're talking to them and you could see the mindset, everything is about the mindset, you could see their eyes that are just locked in, they don't even hear you because they could only think of themselves. And they have to be right. Yeah, I got a couple of people like that that come into my life every once in a while, and I just wish them well. You know, mwah, au revoir, have a good life. But your thinking doesn't resonate with me. So the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. And we're really going to investigate the yes, but. Yes, but I'm too tired. Yes, but I'm too busy. Yes, but I have a family to raise. Well, didn't we all? I was raising three children and started my own home-based business, Hats by Kathy. We work out 5 to 6 days a week. I could sit here and say, oh, this morning I have to tell you something. This is the truth. Oh, man, I could have slept in. Did you ever have one of the mornings that you just really want to sleep in? But had I done that, had I not gone out and worked out, even though it's cold in Chicago, and, oh, we're going to get more snow, you know, I'm tired of it already. Don't even want to discuss it. I would have spent all day beating myself up. Why didn't I go? You see, most people come into this world and go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. I'm just looking at a saying that's on my bulletin board. Be a torch or be a spark. Be a candle in the dark. Be a sunbeam or a star. Why don't you be a role model? Why don't you eliminate the yes but from your life and be a role model and see how many, you know, it's contagious, how many will gravitate to you? I'm looking at the encouraging message for today, March 6th. It's not the number of hours you put in, but what you put in the hours that count. Hey, that relates to your life, your passion, and everything else. What do you put into it? I'm thinking of the Olympiads. Oh, Jason Brown, all of them. And the Paralympics that are coming up. It isn't the number of hours that they put into what they're doing. It is what they put into the hours that count, the passion that they had to make a difference in this world. Can you make a difference in the world? Can you commit to making a difference in the world by taking a baby step? I know you're all saying, yes, but, Kathy, I'm not smart enough. I don't have the education. I don't have the money. I didn't say that was it. That's not the formula for being a magnificent human being. Do you realize how brilliantly talented you are and how amazing you are? Get your pen and pad out and write down, I am amazing. Do you realize how much you have to contribute to the world? You know nothing about the authentic you. You're just sitting there, but yes, but. You see, Kathy doesn't know. Oh, yeah, Kathy does know because she's been there. I've taken many baby steps that led me to where I am today, that led me to a point where I could be on the air and the world could hear me and say, you've got no excuse. Don't give me the yes but. When I'm in negotiation, when I'm talking with someone and I have to put a project together, the minute I get a yes but, that person is deleted from my team. The fact, if I agree to work with you, consider it done. You see, you cannot grow without critics. How could you possibly, or do you know what, are you one of these know-it-alls? Well, if you're one of those, don't even listen to this show because it's not going to make any difference to you. You've placed no limitations on how brilliant you are. You're just not going to listen to anyone. You're just not teachable. Because you see, when we're open to growth, theoretically, there's no limit to growth. You could be sitting in the same chair, Bill Gates, Napoleon Hill, all of these selfies that made their self-worth. They did it on their own. Bill Gates started his Microsoft in a garage, and he begged people to invest, and they didn't. He's worth $76 billion. And he seems to be such a nice guy. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, 347-637-3789. And you can email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. You see, even though I'm in the winter of my life, oh, get Vivaldi's, the Four Seasons. No, it's the springtime of my life. The future met up with me years ago, decades ago, and I'm still moving higher on the path of life which has no end, only new opportunities, new beginnings, new portals and vistas to enter, to explore. You see, it's my choice. I don't put any limits on me. I want to be here when the world is making gigantic leaps in technology and in people realizing that we're living longer but not necessarily better, and the quality of life has eluded so many, but I'm here to change that. I'm your torchbearer. You see, I could say, but I really don't have the time to do talk radio. Are you kidding? Life is time. Time is life. I love giving you this hour of my life 4 days a week. Now, tomorrow it'll be 6:30 in the morning, Central Time. And, oh, while I'm thinking of it, Saturday the 9th, spring forward. And can you believe that March 20th, the first day of spring, we haven't even thawed out yet, but the days are getting longer and brighter. You know, we all, get out of your bloated way. We all set up limitations to prevent us from enjoying the power that we have, the success that's waiting for us, and the good that's out there in the world. But you got to give some of it away. First the service, then the reward. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. You had an unhappy experience and you're down in the valley. It's okay to go there for a little while, but Johnny Carson said, don't pitch a tent. Why are you wasting your time? Regrets. Learn from it. There are no do-overs. It's your life. What is your passion? When you log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, click on the video. Oh, I love theater. I could hardly wait to be performing again. But you see, I'm using my radio persona, my hat. So in a sense, I am performing. But I love the stage. I love the theater. I love the excitement of it. And I love the excitement of challenging me on Sunday. I'll be doing the Presidential Tower. And there's still time to sponsor me with a donation. But look at that video. And that's me right now. And you can see the joy that's just, phew, that's right there. And then click on books. I love writing. Every topic, every radio show is different, and I write them. I develop them. And of course I use the brilliance of the mastermind people out there, the theologians, Raymond Charles Barker, Wayne Dyer, Eric Toll, Napoleon Hill. I quote all of them. Science of the Mind, Buddha, ARP Magazine, and we'll talk about the PSA later. I can't be everything. So what you do if you have a brain cell working is surround yourself with people that know more. I'm still learning Facebook, and I've surrounded myself with people to teach me. I now realize that, you know, change is constant. There's no, you can't even argue that. There's no discussion. You need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change, and I'm doing that now. I realize that I've got to be on social media to let you all know that when you see me on Facebook, you could call in and say, oh, I've read about you on Facebook. And by calling in and mentioning that, you get my ebook free, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Right now. No costly equipment. Once you've learned my techniques and methods, they're yours for life. And they will make a difference in your life. You'll get many aha moments, because I keep getting aha moments all day long and getting epiphanies. I got one the other day, but did you hear me? I got one the other day, but the but is relative because it's not time. The timing isn't right. So you see, even I am guilty of but. But when I realized the time frame, I knew I'm going to do it. However, not at this time, because this time is not right. But it doesn't mean that I'm not going to do it. Oh, yeah, I will. Did you know that you're off to great places? Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get out your way. Oh, but you can't because you're too busy. Can you sit quietly today and think about the book that maybe you want to write? I've got the formula. All you have to do is get in touch with me. 847-882-8717. You'll love The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And then scroll down to Choices. You're going to hear more about Choices. And then The Heart of a Lion, My Trip to Africa. And then I was a contributing author in 101 Ways, Great Ways to Improve Your Life. And when I think back on the times that I didn't want to do anything, I wanted to get myself on the Big O Show in Chicago. I didn't tell anyone about it. I just went ahead and did it. And then 2 days later, I was called. Are you afraid of aging? I poo-pooed the Silver Fox when he said, hey, in the Sun Times, Malaysia is looking for people that could offer something to their society. Oh, I can't be bothered. Don't you know, I'm just too busy. I could hardly wait to get to my studio and send an email to Mr. Salima. I was selected out of 300 applicants from around the world to present my Simply Ageless formula to Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi. And then I'm a speaker on international cruise ships, and the Sun Times, I think this was 1992, they were having a contest. You know, what advice would you give to first-time cruisers? I don't want to be bothered. I wrote immediately. I took first place. So whenever I say but, someone thumps me on my head and my forehead and says, what are you talking about? Of course you have the time. And once once the creative juices kick in, there's no stopping it. I have a Simply Ageless Gospel, according to Kathy. It's about 10 pages long. You know, I memorize everything. I'd be delighted to send it to you free. You want it? All you have to do is contact me. You could call in 347-637-3789. Or you could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. I don't know why I am just so relaxed today. Oh, taking my good, good kitty cat yawn and stretch. Now, here's the condition. If I send you the gospel according to Kathy, you have to memorize all the pages like I did. Shakespeare, Hamlet, this above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. Raymond Charles Barker, The Danger of Middle Age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Charlotte Peace, Staying Young, The Spirit Never Ages, The Essence of the Soul is Sure and Strong Forever and Keeps Us Young and Whole. Oh, the body shows the time has passed when movement lacks in grace. And yet we know that deep within we're winsome, bright, and fair. Just as we were when we were young, and life was ours to dare. Let's never get old, no matter how old we get. Did I forget a sentence? The body shows that time has passed when movement lacks in grace. Oh, no, I didn't. Hey, who said only wine gets better with age? It's your choice. But, oh, I see. You learned, you're still holding on to the past. You're still holding on to these old, archaic notions that when you're 50, you're in God's waiting room. But, Kathy, you don't understand my life. You don't understand how I was raised. Well, it's your choice to change. Are you telling me you can't change? Really? And you can't release the past? Really? And that you do know that we all need each other. And through the love, the golden thread that connects all of us, love is the grandest healing and drawing power on earth. Did you know that even when you're in an upset, there could be harmony in it, that you could learn from it? But Kathy, I just, sit quietly. Find out who you are. Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? Where are you going? Even when I said, well, who are you? Oh, procrastinator, dreamer, lover. I really have a good, loving, and giving heart, but. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Now, before I go into the core of this whole thing and I get passionate about what I'm saying because I want you to get that. This is your life, honey. Where are you going with it? What are you going to do with it? Now get your pencil out. It means so much of us. You know, I'm a passionate stair climber. I'm climbing for a better life for me. And then that will segue into a better world. I'm inviting you to be the wind beneath my wings by making a donation, sponsoring my 2014 Fight for Air Climb, benefiting the American Lung Association. The money goes to them. I see nothing of it. Climbers come from far and near. They come from all backgrounds, all ethnicities, short and tall, ages 6 to 60, a tribute to determination. No easy task. You see, the six-year-old didn't say, but I'm only six, he's going to be there. The 80-year-old said, of course I'm going to do it, why not? I'm moving higher on the path of life, showing everyone that the body and brains don't age, we do. We all come together to challenge ourselves, to fulfill a commitment to pay homage to those who paid a tragic price to smoke their last cigarette. John, my brother, Aunt Kay, Barbara, Rita, Marcy, I climb, I conquer. The view from the top is inexplicable. The rush undeniable. The conquest a tribute to perseverance, determination, and I'll keep climbing until I see you at the top. It means so much to me to know that I have you helping me step by step. There are three ways to donate and sponsor. You make the check out, if you're going to do it by snail mail, you make the check out to Fight for Climb, and in memo, it's donation sponsoring Kathy Watson. It could be $5. I don't care what it is. It's the thought that matters. You can mail it to Attention Fight for Air Climb, American Lung Association in Greater Chicago, 55 West Wacker Drive, Suite 800. Chicago, Illinois, 60601. Or you could email events, E-V-E-N-T-S, C-H-I, at lung.org. Or you could call 300. You could call 312-781-1100. Why do I climb? I climb for those who can. Merci. Muchas gracias. Danke. Havala. Gracias. Gracia. No matter how I say it. Thank you for sponsoring my climb. To make for better lives and then a better world. Now on March 11th, put this down at 11 a.m. The show is dedicated to all of you that want to call in. Sponsors. It shall be my pleasure. You can promote your product, your service. It's my gift to you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And you do know that my show is sponsor-driven, but I really think of it more as partnerships. And if you want to be a partner with me, to be part of this consortium, that keeps growing in leaps and bounds, expanding. Give me a call, 847-882-8717. It's an introductory offer. It's a 10-week contract. Your mini-mercial infomercial is heard 4 times a week. It equals out to 40 times a month in the 10 weeks. And then you're invited to co-host with me. Well, let's see what you got. Radio is a strong communicator reaching out with frequency, and did you know it's a powerful marketing tool? The world will hear you. Can you handle that? Yeah. The world will hear you, and then you get to listen to yourself. So we tweak whatever we need to tweak, and I put you back on. Then you email the whole world and say, I was an invited co-host on the very popular Live with Kathy show on Blog Talk Radio. And use it as a marketing tool. Call me at 847-882-8717. Oh, there's so much to living out there. Don't let your passion and your life just roll by without you participating in it. So Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to help you recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. This is to enlighten you. I want to illuminate. I want you to get the illumination and the character of the iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offering the full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. It's an apprenticeship. It's a 4-year apprenticeship. You get to pick and choose what it is that you want to develop, that you want to give back to the world. And while you're learning and earning, hey, your pension fund is being established and your health care is in place and it follows you wherever you go. College affiliate. What more could you want? It may not be for you, but if you don't look into it, if you don't ask, it's an automatic no. And then talk to me about my CD, Fanfare to the Common Man. No, that's the music, Aaron Copland's. It's Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession. And the bombastic, it opens with Fanfare to the Common Man. And then it transitions into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. We pay homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluidity, the natural movements of, and the gracefulness of the swan. Log on, ironworkers.org. Yes, but Kathy, I don't have a car. Yes, but Kathy, I'm not social enough. Yes, but Kathy, I'm in a wheelchair. What do you think that's leading up to? You're bored and lonely. It's your own choice, honey. Did you ever think of contacting your park district, senior center, or libraries? I work out at the Hoffman Estates Park District. They won the National Gold Medal, National, in 2009. And there's a wonderful consortium of 50-plus. The director is Rika Kopp. She does an incredible job. You can't be bored and lonely. Log on heparks.org. Now that spring is in the air, love is everywhere. This is the government's happiest time of the year because it's tax time. Gee, I wonder how many of the top wigs in Washington, the congressmen, are going to forget to pay their taxes. Huh? You want me to name a few? I won't. I don't have to. You know who they are. How could you be a representative of the greatest country in the world and forget to pay your taxes? Do I sound like Fiddler on the Roof? Greg McIntyre is our CPA, and I promised him that I would get my taxes to him in a timely manner this year. He'll help you with a little niche that you have. I don't know how much time he'll give you without charging you, but he'll tell you. ahtax@ameritech.net. Premature aging. Stress. Stress. Stress, anger, toxicity, and premature death. You know, I like looking good. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. I'm a fashionista. When you go onto my website, be sure and click on cover story. I think it's updated. It better be. I'm not going to take glamour out of aging. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. It ain't going to happen with me. See, looks do matter. And everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. You're going to log on to Reviva Labs. I've been with them for 40 years. Still using their products. They're amazing. www.reviva, R-E-V-I-V-A, labs, L-A-B-S, .com. Oh, I see, but you don't have the time to write your book. Oh, I see, but you would like to, but you don't have the resources. I could go on and on and on about the butts. Get off your butt and move it. Are you contributing to the $190 billion that it's costing Americans because of illnesses that are related to obesity? Are you one of them? Get off your butt. Edith Nam is a remarkable woman. She has health challenges that most of us would have given in, thrown in the towel a long time ago. She wrote this incredible book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. You could get it through Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. You could log on, enamm.com, Edith Nam. Join the movement of positive, powerful energy and flush toxic negative thinkings down the proverbial toilet. But Kathy, I've always thought of being my own boss, but I'm not smart enough, but I don't have the money. It doesn't cost. Listen, if you get a phone call and a home-based business that's telling you it costs thousands of dollars, hang up. It didn't cost me a penny to start mine. Now we're into March 6th. Were you able to pay all of your bills last month? Are you retired? Solopreneur? Are you working for corporate America, but you still dream of starting your own business without investing huge capital? There's a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills. And it's a formula that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money, duh. Did I pique your interest? Write down Letitia, LETECIA.myshackley.com. Calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2014, the year to reign supreme, the year to let our voices be heard in solidarity. Did you know that together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways? 2014, the year to uncover the authentic you, the year to unleash your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then be your own CEO. But it's a business. Many of them fail in 30, 90 days. It's a business. Some will, some won't. So what next? Perseverance You have to stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Oh, I ran out of people. You have to extend yourself. You have to expand. You have to expand. Now, don't quit your daytime job. Many of you need it. That's fine. But think out of the box. Think of the infinite opportunities that you're going to have to challenge yourself while making money. You don't need a college degree. Yes, you're smart enough. And all you need is the desire to achieve, to persevere. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. And it could be you. You could be the next Bill Gates. It's pandemic. But take baby steps. First of all, you know, really grab onto that fire in the belly desire that you want your own business. And then decide what it is. And get in touch with Leticia, leticia.myshackley.com. She gets a four-figure check every month. Pandemic. More people than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. You pick your own hours. Get the kids involved in it. Teach them about finance. Make it a family affair. And we'll help you with your business plan. We'll take you by the hand. We won't walk in front of you or behind you. We'll walk alongside of you and make you the star of your own company, the CEO. Isn't that awesome? Now, I just turned to a page. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, partners. And if you want to become a partner of mine, it's affordable, and you're going to learn, and we have fun. 847-882-8717. And here it is, April 5th, 1992, when I said, but I'm too busy. But I don't have the time. But I don't know what to say. First voyage, here's how to make a splash. It's a reader's forum at the Winners. We're weighing anchor this month on reader's forum. Dinghy packed to the gunwales with your good advice to travelers getting ready for their first cruise. Some of the most interesting letters are printed here, along with congratulations to the three top winners. Kathy Watson of Chicago, $75, Tom Nickel of Chicago, $50, and Esther of Woodridge, $25. And this is what I wrote. In one sitting, just like the CD that I told you about, Iron Workers with a Noble Profession, one sitting. When the spirit moves you, you just got to sit. Every writer will tell you that when the spirit moves, you got to drop everything and write. Your first cruise can be an electrifying experience or it can be a bummer. And if you're taking a cruise for the first time, be sure and call me. First, you leave old habits and diets at home. You don't have to be in bed before midnight. That's when the action starts on board. No is not in your vocabulary. Yeah, let's do it is. Do take dress-up clothes to look beautiful or handsome. When you have your picture taken with the captain, pack casual clothes and then unpack at least half of them. You virtually live in a bathing suit while at sea. Take comfortable walking shoes, camera, and much film. Now, rekindle romance. Be lovers again. Stroll the deck at midnight, hold hands. Wish upon a star. Love each other. Dance the night away. Hold each other tight. Try a new dance step. Be an adventurer. Take shore excursions, climb the waterfalls, enjoy the local people and their customs, ask questions, participate in activities on board, meet as many passengers as you can. Hold hands. How exciting. There should be a Live with Kathy Cruz. And when I think of all of the ports of grow, ports of call, and the food, it's just awesome. Just awesome. Now, darlings, before I get into Dunn's River Falls, you're going to climb that. It's rocks, and they clean off, you know, that slimy thing. That's in Ocho Rios. What an experience. Now, here we go again. Get your pen and pad out. Write this number down. 800-646-2283. 800-646-2233. And this is through courtesy of ARP, the magazine, the Fraud Fighter Hotline. Don't you dare be conned or scammed. You know, these scam and con artists are pros at sweet talk. Promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. They know how to target their prey. They already know about you. For the scam artists that are 65 or older, they know what you want, to feel secure, to feel needed, to be loved and valued. The older we get, the more we need peace of mind. And then for those that are 55 plus, based on reports, you victims lose $3 billion a year. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported. Out of embarrassment, don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. They come to the door, don't answer it. They know you live alone. Don't you dare give out any personal information. No social security numbers where you live. They're sociopaths. And they're good at what they do. We're losing billions. Not millions. Billions. And here from June 2012, Anatomy of an Elderly Scam. How one couple was duped out of thousands of dollars. Older Americans lose $2.9 billion a year to fraud. And most victims are between the ages 80 to 89, and most are women. And using the latest technologies, these criminals need not defraud their victims face-to-face. They can identify vulnerable seniors, contact them, and induce them to part with their savings. A slowing down of brain function, oh, this really irritates the hell out of me, comes with normal aging. Now, this is from an article written in 2007 for the journal Alzheimer's Care Today. Elderly are susceptible to errors in judgment, particularly in situations where a snap decision is required, such as during a telemarketing call. Hang up. Did you hear me? Hang up. Experience teaches us that those with mild dementia tend to be most vulnerable. And here's a case. Here is a case. The Parkers, highly intelligent. Now, be careful. They really haven't secured how this happens, but you might have made a small donation to some charity or responded to a sweepstakes letter. They ended up in the industry called the sucker list. Then the scammers proceeded to reload them. You've won this multi-million-dollar lottery, they'd say. All you need to do is send us money to cover the taxes, and we'll send you the price. I got that letter. I told you. So they did. They drove to a Walmart down the road to send a MoneyGram to Montreal, Quebec. Isolation from absent children is often a hallmark in cases like this. I'm going to do a whole show on this, the anatomy of scamming. I can't do it today, darlings. There just isn't enough time. But don't be scammed. You worked very hard for your money. Don't give it away. Donate it. And if you go to the casinos, put a limit on what you're going to spend, what you're going to lose. I go to a casino every once in a while, but it's only $20. And that's it. Now, this Seniors Beware public service announcement has been brought to you by people who care. Oh, by my celebrity authors and the book choices. That's available through me. And you get a discount depending on how many you order. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. It's available in soft copy, hard copy, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. Steel Mill Mama. She's in the book. Bonnie left us 2013. Hey, Bonnie, your spirit is still alive and rocking. Did you know that she was possibly the oldest working steel mill working woman in the U.S., Canada, and the world? You got to read her story. And it's in the book choices. And then Rhea. Who said you just got to be you, because you know in life there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but be true to yourself. It's your life. Her journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made, choices that came back to serve her and choices she made that came back to bite her in the butt. They're all in the book. Bite her in the butt. Choices. Amazon.com. Author House, Barnes & Noble. From frozen fingers to toes, Chuck has an incredible story to tell you, how he got from meager beginnings to where he is now, the CEO of his own company, Brazelton Insurance, providing insurance and financial services. Be inspired. Read his book, his chapter in the book Choices. And then from humble beginnings to success, Stefan Stressler, Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare. How do I know? I've been using their products for 40 years. The results are amazing. And then Lee Patrick, she said, I quit. I cannot stand corporate America. I'm going to build my own company. Au revoir. Goodbye. An entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stopped Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire is to help all ages improve their health and their wealth right now. Read the chapter in the book. Sandy Hutchings, ageless dynamic diva with panache purpose, glamour style. Vitality, her passion, it's in ownership, and it's reflected in her Florida real estate investment Gulf Breeze cottages on Sanibel Island. In the book Choices, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, an Author House. And I'll give you a nice discount depending on how many you order from me. And there's another dynamic diva, Marilyn Pacella. She started her own mobile drug testing. It's an on-site service. She actually comes to you, saving you time and money. And her history of integrity and experience is second to none. Log on chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Seniors Beware has been brought to you by contributing authors in Choices. And the hotline is 800-646-2283. It's your money. You've worked very hard for it. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, largest social network reaching listeners everywhere in the world. So, yeah. Oh, yes, but, Kathy, how many times have you said but? How many times have you heard people say they would love to be in a loving relationship, but they're afraid of being hurt? How many times have you said, I'd love to write a book, but I would love to paint, but, yeah. This yet but only gets in your way of not living your life in joy and accomplishments. Listen to me. The world needs you. You are brilliantly talented. You just don't know it because of, yes, but Kathy, I was told as a child that I wasn't too swift. Yes, but Kathy, I come from poverty. Do you hear it? How many times have you had a great idea, but it went dead? Instead of, yes, but I can't, how about, yes, this is a great idea. Can you grow? Do you have the capacity to grow, to open your mind, and not have it be set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set? Everything in our lives can be used as a means of growth. The experiences that cause grief can be used to foster growth. Remember what Malcolm X said? I told you earlier on in the show, if you have no critics, you'll likely have no success. And boy, could I relate to this one. The people who push our buttons can be our greatest teachers of growth if we allow them to be. How many times have I shared with you how many times my button was pushed and I ranted and raved and carried on like a banshee? Yeah, that's okay, but I didn't stay there long. After I recovered, and I said, hey, you better be a good example of what you're teaching or what you're professing. You see, these experiences we have can remind us of who we are. Our life is nothing but freedom of choices. It's up to you to get rid of the yes, but, and have a life filled with grace, beauty, love, and joy. It's your choice. Who are you? Where are you going? What do you want to be? Be sure and listen tomorrow at 6:30, and we're going to talk about the fight for air climb. It is my passion, my Olympian mindset. Until then, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir, Kathy Watson.